Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So here is the latest from NBC News. Students defied Columbia University's orders to vacate their pro-Palestinian protest by 2 o'clock this afternoon, despite warnings of suspension. And after the school's president said it would not divest from Israel, a demand that has sparked protests on college campuses around the country, says Ben Chang, vice president for communications and a spokesperson for Columbia University, we have begun suspending students.
From Twitter several seconds ago, an anonymous group has built a gigantic screen with loudspeakers outside of the UCLA protest, showing the footage from October 7th on a loop.
Good.
The graphic footage of the Hamas terrorist organization slaughtering innocent people at that music festival and then beyond the walls that were breached that day.
Joining us on the KMBZ hotline is Dr. Matt Harris with Park University, associate professor of political science. Dr. Harris, welcome to the program. So glad you could join us.
Yeah, good to be here.
So help us break this down, Dr. Harris. Why are we seeing this groundswell of seeming support for the Palestinians now? And why didn't we see the outrage upon the initial attack on campuses across the country back after October 7th?
Yeah, you know, I think that more broadly, what we're seeing on college campuses does reflect a change in public opinion more broadly, which is that when these attacks first happened in October, public opinion was broadly in support of Israel. And as time has gone on, we've seen that start to shift broadly. Now, the American public still says that they support Israel over Hamas, but the American public is starting to turn against Israel, as we've seen some of the bloodshed that's taken place in Gaza, and there's a humanitarian crisis. People have been sort of they've traveled south through Gaza, and you know, you've got 1.5 million people in Rafah. Food is running short. We've seen tens of thousands killed there. So more broadly, I think it speaks to changes in public opinion more generally. I don't know. You know, sometimes these things sort of take up an energy on college campuses. It's not a, you know, a formal movement, but you see one campus, then another. But yeah, I think that part of what is making this difficult is for, you know, you have students who are supporting, who are demonstrating support for Hamas,
yes,
as opposed to the Palestinian people. And so I think then college campuses are having trouble going, okay, how do we deal with these few voices while trying to broadly protect free speech? And a lot of the speech has been peaceful, and it's calling for, you know, support for the Palestinian people more generally. So So college campuses are trying to deal with, well, how do we sort of deal with these actors, and do we paint a broad brush and just try to, you know, sweep the campus clean, or do we try to, you know, deal with this more specifically, because there are actually, you know, considerations about keeping Jewish students safe as well.
Yes.
Doctor, you mentioned early in your comments just now that in the beginning, shortly after October 7th, there was broad support for Israel within the United States. And I think that still exists to some extent. Having said that, I don't recall any protests that were denouncing the outrageous, criminal, vulgar attacks against the Israelis by Hamas on college campuses. But now you see it on college campuses when Israel may have, some would argue, gone a little too far.
Yeah, well, I think part of that has to do with, you know, what are you protesting, right? So broadly speaking, you know, the United States has been a supporter of Israel for many years. And so there's not, I don't know, you know, if you're in the United States, what are you protesting for if you're on a college campus? Because the United States is backing Israel, funding them, providing them weapons and these type of things. So, right, I think to a certain extent, the protest is driven by a desire for you know, whether it's the university, whether it's the U.S. government, to do something. And so in October, I don't know what they'd be protesting, since the United States, Joe Biden, were broadly supportive of Israel and still are. They've, you know, Biden has tried to draw a line with Netanyahu, but still, right, supportive of Israel. So I think perhaps that's why you didn't see protests, pro-Israel protests in October.
The students seem to be saying on some of the campuses they want the universities to disentangle themselves from giving money to Israel or Israel-backed causes or companies. And there was a very interesting sort of op-ed. Bill Maher, of all people, talked about this over the weekend, where if the kids were really interested in that, look at all of the different causes over the years or controversial causes that some of these funds are dispersed throughout, and that this certainly would not be a first. Do you think the level of protest that we're seeing balances out somehow with this notion that the schools need to disentangle their money from the cause, or is this something broader?
You know, this effort, this divestment movement mirrors what we saw with protesting South African apartheid government in the 80s. So
yes,
in a sense, and really all of these student movements, right? I mean, college students are, you know, historically, they've been known to protest, whether we want to talk about the civil rights movement, Vietnam War, anti-apartheid movements, and what we're seeing now. And what we're seeing now is, you know, pales in comparison to some of those other movements. And so, you know, there's always a yeah, I mean, yes, there probably are things that colleges have been invested in, and it's always, I think it's sometimes hard to, especially if you're talking about private universities, you don't even necessarily see them open their books and know exactly what's going on. So, yeah, there's probably things that students would have protested or should have protested or could have had they known about them. But I don't think that the fact that they are coming out strongly in this movement necessarily, you know, makes them wrong or hypocrites or anything like that.
Professor, we're speaking with Professor Matt Harris, Dr. Matt Harris with Park University, Associate Professor of Political Science. In the past, Doctor, when there have been protests regarding something internationally, it has happened on the plaza, or it's happened, you know, downtown, and also on college campuses. What is it about this kind of protest that seems to be almost exclusively on college campuses and not in your general population?
We certainly saw broader, I think movements may tend to be broader when they are domestically, when the issues that are being protested are domestic. And so, to a certain extent, I think Americans don't care as much about what's going on overseas. There are moments when they do, right? The 2004 election. But even in this, as we look for the 2024 election, is this issue going to be a big deal? I mean, young people seem to care about it a little bit more, and there is a big divide between Democrats and Republicans. But if you look at all the issues that Americans are concerned about, what's going on in Gaza is down on that list, and it's behind things that we tend to see every election season, like the economy, right? Inflation. And so I think part of it is that Americans in general are tend to be more concerned with kitchen table issues. You know, James Carville used to say, it's the economy, stupid. And so I think part of it is that people are more concerned with these things taking place domestically, and I don't, you know, there hasn't been a domestic element of this that a lot of Americans are paying attention to.
And we've talked about this before on our program, Dr. Harris, with you. It is overwhelmingly complicated. Historically, this is overwhelmingly complicated. And I think, you know, the majority of Americans certainly were paying attention October 7th. And now that American students are being arrested on college campuses, the news media is paying attention to it now. But there were weeks where we didn't really hear much about this in between for your average kitchen table conversation anyway.
Yeah, it is complicated. And I don't think we can lose sight of the fact that Hamas is still holding hostages, right? So
more than 100.
So this is not, I think you can say that the Israeli response has been negligent to civilian casualties, and that's what a lot of humanitarian groups have said. But we also can't lose sight of the fact that, right, like Hamas is not a benevolent group. The other thing I would say about protests is, yeah, we can look at students being arrested or being expelled, but that's part of what makes protest movements successful, right? If you just have a little protest and nothing happens and you're just hanging out in your tents, that doesn't get public attention. And so part of what drives protest movements and what has driven movements, civil rights in the 60s and protests against the Vietnam War, was the fact that, yeah, we are willing to be arrested. We are willing to face consequences. And I think that's, you know, we'll see what happens at Columbia and elsewhere. But that's part of a protest movement, right, is I am willing to face consequences because I believe in this.
Dr. Matt Harris with Park University, do appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for it.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Be well. I will just simply read you a text from a friend of the program. I will not identify him or her, but this person writes, "What would we expect if cartels paraglided into Texas, beheaded and raped the American population, then retreated to hide under hospitals back in Mexico? Would we not expect the government to go scorched earth?"
And of
course,
that is
from a good friend of the program.
The answer is yes. So my question again, Scott, is that why the protesting now? It's almost as if what happened October 7th has been erased from collective memory, and now we're only talking about the response.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Columbia University announcing today, we are suspending students. The University of Texas Austin, they're arresting them. She's Dana Wright. He's Sam Stevie. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.